Three passengers who say they were injured when the Carnival Sunshine unexpectedly listed after leaving Port Canaveral last October have filed a lawsuit. Their complaint alleges that the tilting of a ship caused one passenger to be thrown from her chair and that her husband injured his wrist when trying to catch her. The third plaintiff said that the incident caused her to fall and injure her knee. The trio are seeking $75,000 in damages. And it looks like Disney Cruise Line will be increasing their presence in Galveston. Officials with the port announced that they've sealed a new 10-year deal with Disney that is expected to nearly double the number of Disney ships sailing out of the Texas port over the next 5 years. Disney has done seasonal sailings from Galveston to the Western Caribbean, Key West, and the Bahamas. An estimated 1.8 million passengers pass through Galveston each year. And finally, if you're a fan of the show Vacation Creation, keep your eyes open for this weekend's special episode featuring the Wilcox family of Lakeland, Florida. After the 13-year-old Anthony Wilcox Jr. rode into the show to nominate his parents, who mentor kids in the community, his family was gifted with a dream trip to New Zealand on a Princess cruise ship. While there, the family visited the island of Tasmania, took a ride on a high-speed jet boat, and spent a little time with penguins. Vacation Creation airs Saturday mornings. Check your local listings for the time and channel. More stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.